and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Donald Trump's launched a new attack on Sir Keir Starmer's plans to hand the Chagos Islands to Mauritius, saying it would be a blight on the UK. He's accused the Prime Minister of losing control of the important island of Diego Garcia. The US has an airbase there, which the President claims is essential for global security. There's been a fall in the rate at which prices are going up in the shops, something Chancellor Rachel Reeves says we can get used to.
£150 off of people's energy bills, prescription charges frozen for the second year in a row, and rail fares frozen. So that will take more money off of people's bills.
The Conservatives point out inflation dropping to 3% in January is still above targets. Surrey police say they're looking into a claim of human trafficking and sexual assault against a minor detailed in the Epstein files. A document alleges it took place in the 90s at Virginia Water. Meanwhile, two other forces are looking into private jets connected to the late paedophile used at British airports. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg's testifying in a landmark social media trial in California. He'll face questions about whether Meta's platforms deliberately addict and harm children. His company denies the woman's mental health problems are down to her social media use. Our tech reporter Mickey Carroll says there are many families who claim online youth harm.
Hearing what he has to say will be a really important moment for them, because I think up until now there's been skepticism that they're not hearing the truth from these platforms. Obviously, in a court, you have to. So I think there's kind of hope from those families that they'll finally understand what's been going on.
There's a warning, a shortage of bone cement could see delays for those waiting for knee and hip replacement operations. Arthritis UK has called it a crushing blow for people on waiting lists. And Newcastle are cruising in their Champions League knockout tie with Carabag after taking a 5-0 half-time lead. Anthony Gordon has four of their goals so far in the first leg in Azerbaijan. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, there's no chance of a gentle warm-up with tonight's show, because we start in the kitchen disco full-on with the very first track.
Starting something. I said you wanna be starting something.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Never too much, never too much. Woke up today, looked at your picture just to get me started. You weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning.
Welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. As ever, Wednesday night, 7 till 9pm on your Red Kite. 2 hours of great music from the 1980s coming up. And I'll be giving you trivia and information about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear tonight. So how are you getting on? Is the rain getting you down a bit? Well, hopefully the tunes will brighten your mood. And we started tonight's show with Michael Jackson and Wanna Be Starting Something. And this was written by Jacko, produced by Quincy Jones from the Thriller album, of course. Although Jacko had written it thinking that he would give it to his sister LaToya because he wrote it about her troubled relationships with her sister-in-laws. But it's one of those songs that's been much sampled, notably by Rihanna for her song Don't Stop the Music. And, well, she got sued as a result of that, actually. But it got to number 8 here in 1983. And then we followed that up with Never Too Much, which was the debut hit written, produced and performed by Luther Vandross. It was a title track from his debut album, having initially been in a group, Luther that is, that appeared on Sesame Street, of all things. Well, he then became an in-demand session singer before he fronted the group Change, who had that great dance track Searching, I think. And then he went solo with this album. Well, this track would be originally a minor hit here, number 44. That was this week, back in 1983. But it was re-released and it got to number 13 in 1989. But now it's back to the music, and next up is Madonna with Open Your Heart, which was co-written by Madonna with a guy called Gardner Cole, who also wrote tracks for Cher, Tina Turner, and many others. And he, in fact, wrote it originally as a rock and roll song and meant it for Cyndi Lauper. Well, that was before Madonna heard it. She was looking for tracks for her True Blue album. She liked this one, rewrote some of the lyrics, and made it into a dance track. Well, it certainly worked for her. It was a US chart topper, number 4 here, 1986.
Classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Guide Radio.
I you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. We'll be right back.
Dio Straits there on your Red Kite Radio with Money for Nothing, which was the second single released from the brilliant Brothers in Arms album, with the unmistakable voice, of course, of Sting singing the intro and background vocals. Now, do you remember the video for this one? It was made by one of the kings of 80s videos, a guy called Steve Barron, and it was quite groundbreaking. It blended a mix of footage and animation together, with the band having those glowing headbands, you remember those, and glowing instruments. Well, it was the first ever video to be aired on MTV, and the song itself, well, it was a Grammy and a Brit Award winner. Another US number one, this one, and number four in the UK in 1985. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with a track called I Should Have Loved You, which I'm sure you'll remember, but do you remember the artist's name? Well, he was an R&B singer-songwriter, he was a drummer, a producer, who not only sang on this one, but he played a whole range of different instruments on it too. Although he did have some help. There was, for example, a certain Jim Gilstrap on backing vocals. Do you remember him? He had that 70s hit, Swing Your Daddy. Well, I can also tell you this guy wasn't a one-hit wonder. He had another hit in the UK called Tonight I'm All Right. And I'm going to give you time to think about it. Don't Google it. See if you can remember it. I'll tell you his name in the next break.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Longcrendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
You may be a sharp dresser. You may be a fantastic dancer. You may be a lively conversationalist. But what happens at the end of the evening when the time comes to show how you feel? Unless you can kiss with confidence, all your fancy dressing, dancing, and talking won't get you a second date.
I'd meet a boy I really liked. I'd talk to win his heart. Come the time to kiss goodnight, I always fell apart. I'd giggle like I had no brains, or else I'd start to cough.
If you ask yourself a few simple questions before kissing, is your breath fresh? Do you have spinach on your teeth? Is your deodorant strong enough? You may also find yourself worrying about what will happen once you are in the act of kissing. Will your stomach growl? Will your braces lock? Will you be able to prolong the kiss and still breathe?
Will I spoil?
Your lips naturally in kissing position.
Háblame, único del mundo. Dígame cómo te hace ese sonido tan glorioso. Qué honor, con anticipación de él, mi erudición vestía, gruyendo, entusiasmándose y palpitando.
Practice this chant in the morning as you rise, in the evening as you retire, and just before a date.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Kingsey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Now I owe you an answer, don't I, to that track I Should Have Loved You, and the name of the artist. Well, his name was Narada Michael Walden. That was a tough one, I have to say. If you got that right, you do have impressive 80s music knowledge. And, well, moving on, the track that we just heard was Will Powers with Carly Simon and Kissing with Confidence. Now, this one, well, it's got quite a list of writers to it, because as well as Will Powers, Nile Rodgers, Steve Winwood and Todd Rundgren all get writing credits on this one. Now, Will himself had been a celebrity photographer before he turned his hand to this. He was joined, as I said, by Carly Simon on main vocals, and that took the track to number 17 in the UK in 1983. Now, if you like a bit of folk music as well as your 80s music, Jamie and Doug are holding their folk night at the Playing Fields Clubhouse in Cunnington. And the next one of those is on Friday the 27th of February, starting at 8 p.m. There'll be a great lineup of folk acts for you to enjoy, and if you'd like to join them, you just need to email to this address, doug@doug-kennedy.com, and that's Kennedy with two N's. So once again, doug@doug-kennedy.com for the folk night, Friday the 27th of February. Next up, we are going to hear from Haircut 100 with Love Plus One. Now, this is a song that would end up as the band's biggest UK hit. It was written by the frontman Nick Haywood. You might remember his Chunky Jumpers of the time. And it came from their debut album, which was called Pelican West. Well, it would be the band's only hit in the US, quite amazingly. Although I have to say, I always preferred their first hit, Favourite Shirt. Well, this one went all the way to number 3 in the UK in early 1982.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
In the land of the free, you can be what you wanna be.
And that was Americanos on your Red Kite Radio, written and performed by Holly Johnson. And it was the second single release from his debut album, Blast. which ended up making the very top of the album chart. And this was a follow-up single to his debut solo single, Love Train, and really solidified Holly's successful re-emergence to the music scene after, I suppose, what you could call the meteoric rise and the rather acrimonious fall of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Well, Americanos Just Like Love Train would make number four in 1989. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Phil Collins and You Can't Hurry Love, which was, of course, originally a big Supremes hit in the 1960s from the Holland Dozier Holland team. Now, Phil decided to put it on his second solo album, which was called Hello, I Must Be Going, but he specifically tried with this to duplicate the 60s sound, which he said was actually quite a tough ask given the advancements in recording facilities in the interim period. Well, this one had another memorable video that you might well remember, with Phil appearing as a lead vocalist and also all of the backing vocalists as well in that dark suit that he was wearing. Well, it was a UK number one in 1982.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Are you looking for confidential advice relating to drugs or alcohol, either for yourself or a loved one? Drug and Alcohol Support Charity, With You, offers a free web chat service. Within seconds, you can get non-judgmental support from an expert. Visit wearewithyou.org.uk today. Whether you want to make small changes or find new ways of staying safe and healthy, we are with you.
Listen. The following takes place between 7pm and 9pm on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7pm till 9pm on a Thursday night.
Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
For Tame, Haddenham and Mawson.
Red Kite Radio.
Take, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to.
Kite Radio.
Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up. Ooh. Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up. Ah! And time.
There with Ride On Time, which was written by members of the Italian group Black Box, but they did have a bit of help from a certain Dan Hartman, who you might remember from the 70s hit Instant Replay, amongst others that he had. Well, this ended up being quite controversial, this one, because the original version that was released had an unlicensed vocal sample on it. Now, that meant that it ended up having to be re-recorded, and it was re-recorded with a certain M People's Heather Small doing the vocals instead. And I did see her last year at Blenheim, and she did a very good set there, I have to say. Well, the Guardian newspaper of all the institutions in the UK named this as one of the great UK number ones of all time. Wow, quite a commendation. Well, it certainly was a chart topper, and it was the best-selling single of 1989. Now, we are fast approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can stick with me for our tour of the show, because tonight, coming up in that final hour, I've got The Who, I've got a bit of Tapao, and I've got the brilliant Human League as well, all in the final hour. Just before that, I have one more 80s track to take us up to the news at 8, and that will go right back to the start of the decade with Dexys Midnight Runners and Geno. Now, this was co-written by the bands Archer and Kevin Rowland, and it was their tribute to the soul singer Geno Washington. Now, the crowd noises right at the start of the track, well, they come from a 1974 Van Morrison album, which just was a favourite of Kevin Rowland's. Well, it would give the band the first of two UK number ones, the other one being Come On Eileen, with Geno hitting the top in 1980.
Club. 2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.